presence of God.
We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Well, good day to you, Brevard County. Thank you for tuning into the Refresh radio broadcast right here on WMIE 91.5. And today is the National Day of Prayer set aside for our nation to call upon the living God. And whether you're in the south end of the county, north end of the county, central part of the county, I pray that you will join us in coming before the throne of grace and calling upon God. We need a move of God in America once again. I had a biography in my library, and I don't know if I still have it or not, and it opened up. I always read the preface, the preface, I don't necessarily remember pay that much attention to the introductions and things like that. But the preface of the book talked about, what would you say about a nation where alcoholism was running out of control, where there was tremendous economic poverty going on? It described how that there had been a national lottery that had been instituted, and it just went on and on and on, describing the depravity that was going on in the culture and all of the horrific things that were taking place. And it sounded as if it was coming out of yesterday's newspaper or today's internet news. It was describing modern society to a T. And then when it got down into the description of the actual time frame that was going on, it was a description of England right before John Wesley came on the scene. At a time where society was falling apart, God sent a man who reintroduced a nation to not only formal prayers, but intercessory prayer. Prayers that were a priority in his day. And so if God could bring a revival to England, which he did through John Wesley. By the way, John Wesley is quoted as saying that if there was anything that ever happened to early morning prayer, it would be that would be the end of the Methodist Church. It was prayer was that important to him, and he knew that it was vital for a society. And it was what God was doing in England, he was also doing here in America through George Whitefield and Jonathan Edwards. It was called the Great Awakening. And Jonathan Edwards was a man who would read and study for hours and hours on end. And when he stood, he read his sermon from a manuscript. It was not a demonstrative presentation, but it was a presentation that was filled with the power of the God of his word. And when he preached, people were convicted of their sins. They realized the precarious spiritual reality that they were living in, and they were crying out for prayer. They were trying to get him to stop so that they could respond to the offer of salvation. That was titled The Great Awakening. It was America's first great awakening. That happened before America was a nation. I believe right before, right around the time. I was thinking 1760s, 1750, something like that. It could have been 1770s or 1780s. The time frame isn't that important. It happened again in the 1800s. And I will tell you that in America right now, our moral condition is worse than it was in those days, even though we have bigger churches than we've ever had. Even though we've got more biblical resources than we've ever had. We've got Christian radio, Christian television. You got churches all over the fruited plain, so to speak. And yet we are in need of a great awakening. Tonight at 7 p.m. right here in Cocoa, Florida, at Greater St. Paul Missionary Baptist Church on Stone Street at 7 o'clock, there are going to be several churches that are going to be gathering together to call upon the name of the Lord. And maybe you can't make that. There have been years where I could not make that because of scheduling conflicts. My mother's health is rather precarious right now. And so there's a possibility that I may not even be able to be there. I may be having to make an emergency trip to Oklahoma. But wherever you are, you can pray. Prayer is not just communication with God that takes place in a church house. Prayer is communication with God. It is not a monologue. It is not something where we are just communicating information to God that he already knows. It is an interactive discussion. It is us speaking in faith to God and God making declarations to us and on our behalf. And so today, let's start this program off with a time where we are talking to God. Could we do that? Heavenly Father, we just come to you. You said, if my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then you would hear from heaven. And God, I know that 2 Chronicles 7:14 is a very popular verse for the National Day of Prayer. It's been visited over and over and over again. But God, I pray today that you would find us a people that are more interested in seeking your face than we are seeking your hand, that we are interested in not only knowing your heart, but replicating your heart in us, God, that your thoughts would be our thoughts, your words would be our words, and your ways would be our ways. God, we know this, that you are greater than any principality or power. We know that it is your desire for there to be spiritual health in our families. Lord, you created the family before you created the church. And I pray that we would be crying out to you today that you would bring health, healing, that fathers and mothers, husbands and wives, children, grandparents and siblings, that we would all realize our great dependency upon you, and that we would cry out to you and say, God, would you have mercy on America? God, Daniel prayed prayers of repentance, and he was considered to be a very righteous man. God, I pray that we would not be of the mindset where we said, well, I don't really need to pray as much as that person over there. God, I pray that we would all realize that we need to be in divine connection and having communication with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Lord, where else will we get our marching orders as the body of Christ? Where else will we find divine intelligence as to the enemy's plans and the schemes and the strategies that will cause those demonic plans to fail? God, where else will we find an empowerment like the grace of God and the Spirit of the living God dwelling inside of us? God, where else are we going to be able to find the resources that can pull down the strongholds of the enemy? God, I pray that in your church that you would begin with the pastors and you would begin with the spiritual leadership, O God. And Lord, our hearts would be fixed upon you. Our thoughts would be fixed upon you. Our eyes would be fixed upon you. God, that we would not be so much concerned about pleasing people, but that we would be fixated on the heart of God. God, we realize that this world is in desperate need of godly leadership. The church is in need of a great awakening again, O God. Awaken us to the truth of your word. Awaken us, O God, to the purpose and the plan that you have for us, O God. Lord, may we be more concerned with the reality of those around us, the spiritual destiny that awaits them, than we are with our own comfort or with our own complacency. God, I pray for divine resources to be imparted to your church. God, that we would not be interested in just amassing them for amassing them's sake. Lord, that we would not be concerned about whether or not you are going to be faithful to continue to provide for the financial needs of your people. But God, I pray that we would realize the great blessing it is to be a conduit through which you pour your financial resources. God, I want to thank you today that your army is not an army that is starving. I want to thank you that your army is not just functioning with the barest of weaponry. God, I want to thank you, O God, that your soldiers, your spiritual warriors, your men of valor, your women of valor, O God, that they are equipped with the garments of righteousness and the armor of God. God, I want to thank you. I pray that you would restore to your church a spirit of unity, harmony, and peace. God, that your people would be known because of the great love that they have for one another. One of the primary needs that humanity has is the need to be loved. God, I just pray right now that there would be love in your house instead of contention in your house, instead of strife and discord. Lord, that's what the enemy sows. The enemy sows strife. You command blessing where there is unity. And so, God, we know this judgment begins at the house of the Lord. It begins with the priesthood. But, God, we say, don't stop there. Don't stop there. Touch every person in the congregation. God, I pray that there would be a revival that would begin in our youth and our children. God, I pray that you would do in our modern day young people what you did through scriptures. Lord, I'm particularly reminded of a young boy that came to church service, and the food that he had was the source material that Jesus used to multiply and feed thousands. I think of a young lady who was carried off as a prisoner of war, who was the vessel that you used to, not out of bitterness, but because of her concern for the person that she was serving in Naaman, God, that she was able to say, oh, that my master was in Israel, because I know that my God could heal him of the leprosy. God, I pray that you would cause faith to rise up in boys and girls. God, I'm not talking an emotion that comes once or twice a week, but God, I pray for a passion for holiness that would rise up within them. God, you are able to save by many or by few. And I pray for young men and young women from every background, from every race, from every socioeconomic condition, from every educational level, God, that you would cause these young people to be raised up with an unwavering faith in the King of Glory. Now, God, we pray for Brevard County. God, it's a great place to live, but it can be a phenomenal place to live. Lord, there's been a historical, spiritual hardness in Brevard County that's noted in the history. And Lord, there are people who said it's too hard here, it's too hard, and they would sail on down looking for easier people to reach. But God, you are the Savior. You are the Lamb that takes away the sin of the world. And Lord, it is my persuasion, it is my belief that sometimes the greatest jewels are hidden in some of the most difficult and hardened places. And so we ask, would you move by your Spirit across Brevard County? Would you create a thirst for the things of righteousness? God, would we be more concerned about your kingdom than we are our entertainment? Lord, would we be concerned more about your kingdom than we are our natural resources? God, because we know this, where your kingdom is, the natural resources are going to be taken care of. God, I pray that you would cause a revival to come that would impact from the north to the south, from the coast to the western boundaries. God, I pray for a revival, Lord, that when people are visiting our county, that they would sense the Spirit of God. God, I pray that we would fall so much in love with you in Brevard County, Lord, that it would not be a difficult thing to lay down things that are displeasing in your sight, but Lord, it would be a joy. All of a sudden, that spiritual eyes would be opened from their blindedness, and we would be able to see the traps of the enemy, the snares of the enemy, the deception of the enemy. God, that we would really see the motives that he has at heart, that those were meant to be weights that would beset us, sins that would weigh us down. And God, the reality is economic prosperity is not a replacement for spiritual prosperity. And so, God, we pray, would you cause us to prosper and be in health even as our soul prospers? Would it be something that is substantive, that there was wholeness in every area of our life? God, I pray that our men would be in passionate pursuit of you. Our women would realize, God, that they are valuable in the sight of God. Lord, would you do a great and mighty work in Brevard County that touches not only the young people, but it would also touch the adults as well. God, that prayer would not just be something that we do on Sundays. It would not just be something we as a community do once a year, but God, I pray that it would be something that we would treasure, not something we have to do. It would be something that we get to do. And Lord, the reality is our state needs a move of God. Our country needs a move of God. Your word declares a house divided against itself cannot stand. And Lord, there are so many things that our society wants to use to divide us. The reality is the Savior who gave his life on the cross is the only thing that can unite us. And so, Lord, when we see that it is actually destruction that is on the mind of the enemy, destruction of America, destruction of this great country, Lord, that has been used mightily to take the good news of Jesus Christ across the globe. God, I pray that there would be things that we would no longer be willing to cling to. We would be willing to say, you know what, I'm willing to lay that down. so that there would be unity. God, unity is not others coming into conformity to my way of thought. Unity is not me coming into conformity to their way of thinking. God, unity is when we as a people come into conformity with your way of thinking. God, we need, I pray, God, that the spiritual forces that are working to divide and to destroy America, God, that they would be bound, that they would be rendered useless, and that they would be rendered completely incapable of functioning. Lord, I pray that the things that have worked in the past to sidetrack the church and derail the church, God, that they would not work again. God, I pray that we would be more concerned with spirituality than we are with sensuality. God, I pray that we would be concerned with real spiritual wealth and not just material wealth. God, I pray that we would be more concerned with truth than we are with winning. God, I pray that deception would have no value. Lord, I pray that we would realize that fellowship is important and that we have fellowship with Christ and not fellowship with Belial. God, I pray that we would be more concerned with light than we are with darkness. God, would you move in America once again? God, I pray that you would send such a revival that it would impact those who are in positions of authority in the government. God, many times people say that a people get the government they deserve. But God, I want to thank you that yours is a kingdom of grace. Yours is a kingdom of mercy. And Lord, I pray, just as I have prayed for every president, Republican or Democrat, I pray for our president that is there now, God, that you would captivate his heart. God, I pray that there would be something more than just a political opinion. God, I pray that spiritual eyes would be opened, and Lord, that the blessing of repentance, the peace that comes from knowing your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. God, I pray for those government officials, Lord, many of whom I know are actively studying your word in the halls of power. God, I pray that righteousness would once again exalt a nation. God, I pray for our judicial system. I pray that our judicial system would once again be based upon truth, that it would be based upon the word of God and the Constitution, God, that it would not be based upon anecdotal evidence. I pray that it would not be up for sale to the highest bidder. I pray that justice in America, Lord, would not just be for a certain group of people, and injustice would prevail on behalf of others. God, I pray that we would be a righteous nation once again, where everyone is treated with fairness and justice and equivalence, because the law is the law. God, I pray that instead of America trying to legislate immorality, oh God, I pray that you would cause there to be a hunger in the hearts of men and women across this country, oh God. Lord, a hunger for the God who is the only one who can satisfy the longing of our hearts. God, there are a lot of infirmed people in America right now. There are a lot of people who right now, it really doesn't matter what is taking place in the halls of politics, because they're in the fight of their life. They are actually fighting for their next breath and their next heartbeat. And so, God, I'm asking that you would send signs and wonders to America once again. Lord, there are signs and wonders that are taking place around the globe, great revivals where people are being saved on a regular basis. God, I'm asking, would you do it in America once again, not for the sake of a sideshow, not for the sake of a spectacle, But Father, that the eyes of the hopeless would realize that you are the God of all hope. God, I pray today that, like it says in your word, we would be prisoners of hope. Not prisoners of depression, not prisoners of discouragement, but prisoners of hope, because we have a king who sits on the throne who is the lover of our souls. And so, God, I pray that you would start in the church and you would move today. I pray, God, that the move that you do there would be something that would not stop there. But Lord, instead, there would be a move of God that continues and goes on and on and on. God, touch from the northern to the southern borders, from the Atlantic to the Pacific, touch Hawaii and Alaska and the U.S. territories. Lord, Puerto Rico is in desperate need of restoration. God, would you minister in a supernatural way? Would you send a revival to Puerto Rico, God, that would impact that country or that territory in a positive way? God, a lot of times as kids grow up, they're looking to be independent of their parents. God, I pray that as the body of Christ, as the children of the Most High God, I pray that day after day after day, we would be coming to a greater realization that we are more dependent upon you now than we've ever been before. So God, thank you for your word. I want to thank you that you have given us as the body of Christ everything that pertains to life and godliness. God, I want to thank you that you are a wonderful, wonderful provider. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. So I want to encourage you here in the last 30 seconds or so of the program. Hit your knees today. Whenever you get the chance, if you're able to come out tonight, if you're able to join with some prayer meetings at City Hall or school prayer meetings or wherever they may be taking place, the government complex down in Vieira. If you can't make it to any of those, I guarantee you have access to the throne of grace today. Come boldly before the throne of grace that you can find help in your time of need. And we're going to have a great day of prayer. See you next time right here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, "He who refreshes others will himself be refreshed."